I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
A light aircraft has crashed on the Waterford coast and multiple units of the emergency services have been attending the scene that's happening near Chamorro. Joining me now is Ralph Regal, Southern Correspondent for the Irish Independent. Ralph, what do we know at this stage about what happened?
A very tragic incident. This aircraft was apparently en route from Sligo to Béziers in France. It was just south of Waterford, just off the coast, when apparently some emergency occurred. The pilot declared an emergency and he did a U-turn and attempted to make an emergency landing at Waterford Airport. Unfortunately, it appears the plane just couldn't reach the airport and it came down in a field just short of it. It's a twin-engine type aircraft. It had a high wing mounting and it appears to have gone nose first into the field. Substantial damage from images that we've seen of the crash site. Substantial damage done to the front of the aircraft. The fuselage appears to have broken and the tail section of the plane is pointing skywards. And sadly, a person has lost their life. We understand that there was four people on board. One is dead and three others are injured.
And do we know anything about the condition? I presume they've been brought to Waterford University Hospital in Arkeen?
Exactly. They've all been brought to University Hospital in Arkeen. We don't have any update on the condition of the injured people. What we do know is that a major incident has been declared. Emergency services were on the scene very, very quickly. You're talking Gardaí, HSE paramedics, aviation officials, support officials, Waterford Fire Brigade and the Irish Coast Guard. Now, the entire area has been sealed off. A local road has been closed to facilitate the work of the emergency services. And the Air Accident Investigation Unit, which is attached to the Department of Transport, they've confirmed that they are sending a team from Dublin to the site to try and determine the precise circumstances of what happened. Why did this aircraft run into difficulty? Why was it attempting to make an emergency landing? And Gardaí are liaising with the aviation officials and what they're describing it as a serious and live and ongoing incident with further updates to be provided later.
Yeah, the roads around Waterford Airport, quite narrow, quite small. I presume they're going to be congested for some time. And do we know anything from the manifest or anything like that yet about the passengers and, you know, whether they were related or anything else about them?
No, there's been no indications whatsoever about who was on board the aircraft. All we know is that this aircraft, it's apparently an Italian-built aeroplane, twin-engined aircraft, has a very, very good safety record, but we just don't know the circumstances in which this plane, or in which the pilot attempted an abrupt turn to desperately try and get this aircraft on the ground at Waterford Airport. We do know that it was en route from Sligo to Béziers in France, and it was not a commercial service. It was not a ticketed service, so it was on a private operation.
Okay, Ralph Regal, Southern Correspondent for the Irish Independent. Thanks a million for joining us with that update.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detectthesos.com today to learn more.